Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. When Grover Cleveland sent in federal troops to break up the Chicago Pullman strike in 1894, he probably wasn't anticipating the destruction that followed. The reaction of the strikers to the appearance of the federal troops was simple outrage. What had been a basically peaceful strike turned into complete mayhem, with mobs of people setting off fireworks and tipping over rail cars. The rioting grew and spread, and on July 7th, a large fire consumed seven buildings at the World's Columbian Exposition in Jackson Park, Chicago. Rioters destroyed over 700 rail cars and caused $340,000 worth of damage in the South Chicago Panhandle Yards. National Guardsmen fired into the crowd, killing at least four and possibly up to 30, and wounding at least 20 others. An estimated $80 million worth of property was damaged, and Eugene V. Debs and the other leaders of the American Railway Union who had caused the strike were found guilty of contempt for violating the injunction against the strike, and they were sent to federal prison. In prison, Debs occupied himself by reading Das Kapital by Karl Marx, and when he was finally released, he decided that nothing less than the complete reform of the capitalist system could save the working class. He declared himself a socialist. He persuaded the American Railway Union, his old union, membership to join with the Brotherhood of the Cooperative Commonwealth to found the Social Democracy of America Party. Debs, along with Elliott, were the first federal office candidates for the fledgling Socialist Party of the United States. Tune in for our next Hidden History when Eugene V. Debs becomes our first socialist candidate to run for President of the United States. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.